You know what? I'll intro it.
you do go first. You do.
We didn't plan this. Maybe Taylor keeps us in. Hey everyone. Happy holidays. Aww. Special Christmas episode that's not gonna be Christmassy at all.
No.
This is Zoe. Welcome back to the Nostalgia Plus Ultra podcast. Taylor is out for the weekend. Tragically enough, he's in Florida.
I know.
With the both of us.
Yep.
But he's doing stuff, so we couldn't see him.
Yeah.
And joining me.
But he's here with us in spirit, in holiday spirit.
Joining me on my autism episode is Kayla. Kay likes everything. What's up?
Hello. I'm so excited for today's episode because we went over this character. She was the very first character we reviewed in last week's episode.
Yep.
That I knew nothing about. Uh-huh. And now you get to talk about that show or game. I'm really unsure about what it is.
Hey,
a solid 2 hours.
Here's the thing.
Sure.
It's a game.
Okay.
It's also a show. It's also a stage play. It's also a novel.
So it's covering all its bases.
And none of those things that I just said are the same story. But they're all connected.
Was it the plan to not have them be the same story?
Do me a favor. Look up Yoko Taro.
Okay.
Y-O-K-O. T-A-R-O.
Yeah. Oh, well, they're coming up with a cool mask.
Yes.
No one.
I'm assuming he is a man. No one knows what he looks like.
Okay.
He's always wearing that.
Love that.
So if that tells you the type of creator he is, that's what we're dealing with today. For those of you who don't know, we're going to be talking about the Nier franchise. Because last week, again, first character that we ranked on the hottest women characters was 2B. Famous in the gaming industry for looking like the way she does. And if you want to refresh yourself, Kayla, you could also look up 2B.
Yeah, I remember that most of her face was covered. So, yes, randomly you do see her face. So she got into the, what was she, the hot or the yes, sir?
She's hot. I didn't want to immediately start off with a yes, sir.
Right.
But, like, she got that.
I get it. The body is giving.
Mm-hmm.
And the outfit is great. Like, the thigh-high leather boots.
All that while being a badass. Because it's an action RPG. So it's the same kind of... For non-gamers out there, this phrase is annoying, but like it makes sense. It's like Kingdom Hearts, the fighting.
Okay. I was going to say, there's a couple of photos of her where both of her eyes are covered, and she's giving like a gender-bent version of Gojo.
Yeah.
In some of these photos.
Correct.
Yeah, she even has blue eyes.
I didn't think about it last week, but you were like, we could barely see her face. Bro, you like masks.
I don't know why you had to really bring that up again and like tell all the people.
It's the same thing.
But the thing is, it's not a mask. It's just a cover. Like, a mask has to be cool for me to be into it.
Does she not look cool?
She looks okay.
She looks cool.
It's just this.
And her body.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're looking at the body. I'm just looking at if it's just the face. If it's just a mask, it's a weak mask. But... the rest of her is great.
Also, you wanna be annoyed?
Sure.
It's not a blindfold.
What is it?
It's a visor. Like,
no, it's not.
They're robots, so they can see through it, and it gives them information.
You know what's crazy is as you're saying this, I'm seeing photos of people doing sculpts of 2B with swappable parts. they're swapping parts, all right.
When you say sculpts.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like figurines.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. What do you think that meant?
I don't know.
Oh.
Again, look, I like this series. I must make it clear. I like this series because I like this series. And I like how deep the storytelling is.
Storytelling.
Square Enix, one of my favorite gaming companies. I love JRPGs. That's why I like the series. There are a lot of other people that haven't played the games, or they've only played one game, the one that Tubi's in, because you can take her skirt off, and it's just the romper.
Ah, got it. That makes sense then for the swappable parts.
Correct.
Because you do see a lot of booty.
And you could also do, but here's the thing, because Yoko Taro likes equality, you could do the same thing with 9S, the boy. You could take his shorts off.
Oh, I didn't get to see him.
And he's in his boxers.
Well, that's not really the same, but whatever. Hold up, 9S, and there was, what was the name of the N-I-E-R?
Yeah. He's kind of normal looking.
Oh, yeah, he just looks like a boy version of her. This is, you know what it's giving me? It's giving me Ren and Lin from Vocaloid.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and there's another important character. Look up A2.
A2.
Yeah. They all have white hair, by the way. The game, the color. Oh,
how come A2 didn't make the list? She's so pretty.
I know, but, well, it's the same. Here, okay. We'll get into it. There's lore reasons why she's not in it. Also, 2B is the big one. Like, people know 2B. People don't know A2. Right.
You know, seems wrong. Does she have a sword? Yeah. Is this giant sword canonical?
Yeah, they all do.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to shut up and I can learn. But
2B, that's what I was telling you last week. 2B, she's like, she's strong. She's got big ass swords.
No, I'm looking at A2 right now with a big sword.
I know. She has a big sword too. BRB, I should have brought this up.
I can see so many GIFs in your room.
I know.
Why don't you just put them under your family Christmas tree?
Because the cat.
Oh, that's right. You do have a cat.
Listen, I'm about it. I'm about it.
Okay.
Like, for real.
Yeah.
All right.
For those of you who aren't watching right now, he's brought up two PS4 Nier.
Both Nier games.
There you go.
And so this, you see, there's 2B, 9S, uh-huh. And A2.
Well, it's blurry, but uh-huh.
Look at Homeboy. That's the mask.
Yeah.
That's
it's not very clear, but yeah.
That's Yoko Taro's mask.
Cool.
No characters crossover. If that already tells you how this series is.
Okay. So is it kind of like a multiverse situation?
No.
Okay.
Kind of, but no.
Perhaps this show, game, musical, ensemble, book is the ramblings of a madman.
So to start off explaining the Nier series, we need to talk about a different game series.
We're starting off great.
Have you ever heard of Drakengard?
No.
Of course you haven't. No one has. Drakengard is, again, created by Yoko Taro, same guy.
Okay.
Published by Square Enix. I think a few games by Ubisoft. They were these medieval.
Are you saying medieval or it's medieval? Like full evil.
Medieval.
Okay, medieval. You gave it a like solid pause in the middle. Medieval.
These medieval games.
Yeah.
Again, Drakengard. It's all about dragons, action RPGs. They're were parts where you could fly the dragon and you're fucking killing people, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. I've never played these games. I've seen, because they were older, I've seen videos on them because I'm so obsessed with Nier. They weren't received very well. They kind of ran weird. No one really liked it. And a big push about all these games is that they have different endings.
Like you can unlock different endings?
Depending on what you do in the game, there are different endings.
People didn't like that? People, I love when games do that.
People liked it, but people didn't like playing to get to the ending because it wasn't good.
Got it. Okay.
So, if I remember correctly, or you know what? We have technology.
Mm-hmm.
How many endings did Dragon Guard have?
One Bunglian endings.
So Dragon Guard had 5 different endings. And that's
okay.
Not only is it like, because like smaller indie games can have a bunch of different endings because they're shorter. These are 40-hour RPGs.
Ooh, okay. So it's not like a Five Nights at Freddy's situation. Correct. Where you're like, you finish your five nights, here's the good ending, bad ending, mid ending.
Correct.
Which you could maybe do. You could probably play the whole game with all the endings in 40 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
So specifically, okay, rewind. Dragon Guard 1 comes out. Dragon Guard 2 comes out. And it's the continuation of the first Dragon Guard.
Yeah.
Then a game called Nier Replicant comes out. Nier Replicant is a continuation of Dragon Guard, only ending E. Yes.
So is each piece of media a different version of the ending from the first game?
No.
I'm never going to solve this puzzle.
I'm trying to piece it together. When you said the multiverse thing, I said no, kind of. Because Dragon Guard ending E, again, this is more about Nier, so I'm not going to get all the names right for Dragon Guard. But Dragon Guard ending E, they go through this portal and they get sent to a modern city. And the final boss fight takes place in this modern city. And it's this, honestly, when it comes to the art, I feel like you would love all of this. It's like this giant marble lady that they call the Beast. And she looks very angelic. And you're riding on your dragon and you're fighting above the city.
That's cool.
So when you defeat her, she turns into dust.
Cool.
And then you, again, this is only ending E.
Right.
You don't make it back through the portal, the protagonist and the dragon. You get shot down by the military. Okay. So the beginning of Nier Replicant
is you being waken up.
Is
woken up.
Is you are a citizen in this modern city, and it looks like it's covered in snow.
From the dust of the lady.
From the dust of the lady. The dust of the lady is poisonous.
Period.
It has created like this weird illness, and it has turned some people into shadows. It's very crazy.
Okay.
The game opens up, you are a brother and you're with your sister.
So you're not even the original person.
Correct. You're a different person.
You're a whole new person. You are now in the perspective of this fight has been defeated. Now, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, cool.
You
know I love a brother-sister timeline. So
it's an older brother, younger sister.
Oh.
And you are trying your best to protect her.
Beautiful.
You have this floating book with a face on it that talks.
Okay.
And it gives you some sort of powers. The book also helps you. The combat is super interesting. It's not only sword fighting. You could also control the book, and the book shoots as you're sword fighting. It's super interesting.
Shoots what?
Energy knowledge. Bullets. Like energy Got bullets. It.
Okay.
It is a not a grimoire. That's wicked. It's a grimoire.
Okay.
So it's a magical book.
Okay.
And then you fight these shadow demon looking things. You go back to your sister and you find out she's sick. And then it pans out. And then when the actual game starts, you're in a medieval looking like village with medieval sounding music, and there's no cars, there's no technology, nothing. It's medieval.
Mm.
But the brother and the sister look exactly the same. They're just dressed in like medieval clothing.
Have we gone to the past?
I'll just cut to the chase. No.
I think what's his name? The writer. Yoko Taro. Yoko Taro. I love how brilliant your mind is. But right now it's giving Charlie Day red strings mailroom.
That's
what we're getting at.
When the game wraps up.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense.
Okay.
But also, I haven't told you the funniest part. Because this is not the game with 2B and 9S. This is... That one's near Automata. This is near Replicant.
Replicant, yes.
So I have near Replicant. It's a remaster that they did for the PS4. Because it originally came out for the PS3.
Mm-hmm.
Now, two versions of that game came out at the same time. Near Replicant, where you play as this girl's brother, or Near Gestalt, where you play as the girl's father.
Her father.
It is the exact same story. The only difference is you're her father. You're older. Why did Yoko Taro do that? I don't know.
So, okay. So there's different. And you're saying that the ending isn't different. If you play the dad or the brother, it's
correct.
The same.
It's the same story.
Do you at least get different dialogue, like with more lore background playing as her father versus her brother?
I wouldn't be able to tell you because they only remade Replicant, the version that they, you
with the
are
brother.
Her brother. So I'm guessing that's the canon version.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
I feel like we should find the dad version and you should play it just to see, just to know.
I have a PS4 too. I don't know if I'd be able to play it because it's PS3.
Oh.
But we could try. Or we can... That's illegal. Maybe I shouldn't say it. Anyway. I think if I remember correctly, in this game, they don't call you by name, but everyone just calls the main character Near.
Okay.
But they don't even say your name. They like the protagonist or hey you or
okay.
It's very interesting.
Okay, because they want you to feel like you're immersed.
Yes.
Okay, I love that.
So this game again, 40-hour RPG, there's a lot of backtracking, a small map because it's kind of old. But you as you're progressing through this story. You meet characters and it kind of gives you like flashbacks, but the flashbacks are in the modern city. So you're like, what the fuck is going on? If I remember correctly, the year is, oh, where is it?
Because we've gone back to medieval, yes.
Near time setting. Because everything does look medieval, but the story is set in the year 11,945 AD.
Did you type that and look it up, or you memorized that?
No, I typed it.
Oh,
I knew, I knew the year was something insane.
Okay.
It's not like, oh, it's the year 3000. No, it's 11,000 years.
So specific.
Yeah.
Red string is going crazy.
So as you, as you're picking up these like lore bits and reading, it's like signed this person 10,000 AD. And you're like, what the fuck? game keeps going. You find out towards the end of the game, the world ended, technically, because of the White Lady's dust.
Okay, so it didn't just spread in that town. It went all over the world.
All over the world.
Okay.
So the world had to reset, basically. And it's taken them forever to get to the point where they're at now.
Okay.
As you're playing this game, your sister, again, is sick, but there is a shadow person that looks just like you and is trying to take your sister.
Is it your dad?
It is it is revealed at the end of the game.
Uh-huh.
The person you played as in the beginning of the game in the modern city is that shadow person. You are a replicant. You are a robot kind of clone of this person. And
those people are called shadows.
I forgot what they're called, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
But he's like shadowy, and he's like, so like all the shadows that you were killing throughout the game are the souls of real people. It's not,
and we're killing them.
It's not, oh, I've been the bad guy the whole time because the world is full of replicants now.
Uh-huh.
But it's like the entire game, you're like, oh, we're humans. You're not. You're killing humans. It's like this big twist. It's like, oh, twist.
But are we replicants of who we once were?
Correct.
Okay, so we're all replicants.
Yes.
And we're killing human souls.
Yes. And again, revealed at the end, because you're fighting the original Nier. You're fighting the original brother.
Right.
It is also, again, I'm skipping over a lot in the first game because I'm trying to get to the second game and like other things.
Yes.
There are these two characters, Devola and Popola. Okay. I think you specifically would love them. They're twins.
Are they clown themed at all?
No.
Well, they sound like they would be.
They're just redheads.
Oh, we love a little redhead twin. Hold up. I want to see what they look like. What are they called?
Devola, so D-E-V-O-L-A.
Uh-huh.
And Popola, P-O-P. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Oh, they're very fun. One's always got to have the straight hair. One's got the wavy hair. Yep, I've got very classic.
Throughout the game, they're your friends, but there are like hints here and there that they're not telling you the truth. That they're almost a little robotic. It's very interesting. Oh, damn it. I skipped over Emil. Emil's very important.
Okay.
Look up M-E-I-L, Emil, Nier. That's Yoko Taro's mask.
Okay, hold on. It's popping up. Ooh! Okay, this character is really fun.
That's
the mask, but also like the outfit and the funky weaponed.
Yeah, his little staff.
Honestly, it looks like a lamp that's had the shade removed, but I dig it.
So, damn, I was going to skip over, but these characters are really fucking important, actually. Emil is a young, blind boy.
Yes, I see him. He has gray hair, purple eyes.
Blind, right? You think he's blind, but in actuality, if you look at him, if he looks at you in the eyes, he turns people to stone.
Oh, like Medusa.
So he has to keep his eyes covered at all times.
Okay. Okay.
I forgot specifically how this happens. It's been a while since I've played this game specifically. But he goes from little boy to scary skeleton.
Yes.
And it's this really sad emotional moment where he's like, I can finally go outside. I can finally talk to people, but why must I look like this? This and that, blah, blah, blah. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Put a pin in it because he will return.
Okay.
Okay. Now look up Kaine. K-A-I-N-E.
Okay. White-haired girl. Two blades.
Lingerie.
In lingerie. Also, again, don't know how this girl didn't make the list.
Again,
all right.
Again, no one knows her. 2B's the big get.
Sad.
Also, there's not an anime of this one.
Hmm.
So Kaine, not too important to the lore. It's like, yeah, she follows you and she's a part of
but
your
I
party.
See, the yeah, big, I see the photos where she's with the mask.
The big, she was very, what's the word? Controversial.
Mm.
It is heavily implied. Let me get this right first.
Sure.
Okay. It is heavily implied throughout the game that Kaine, the reason she was raised by her grandmother, not her parents, and she's been shunned all her life from her village, no one likes her, is because she's a hermaphrodite.
Oh.
Yes. And it is confirmed by Yoko Taro. Why did he do that? No good. It's not, I can't sit here and say like he wanted to bring up awareness for like, no, it's just, I think he just did it because weird.
Oh, well, what's cool to me is like it. So a lot of these are popping up with like little character sheets and she's half possessed by a shade.
Mm-hmm. That's a shade. Cool. That's what they're not shadows. They're shades.
Shades. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's really cool.
Throughout the game, she has to like hold herself back.
Ooh.
And yeah, her design with the, you know, the little skimpy outfit.
Right.
You can see her booty.
Yeah.
That is again recurring through his games.
Yeah.
Here's one thing though. He might be weird and he might be like,
but she's an adult.
She's an adult, and so is 2B, even though she's a robot. The little sister is never sexualized. None of the kids are sexualized.
That's good.
So
actually, extremely important.
He might be a little quirky, but he's not a criminal.
Hey, if you're freaky with consent and of age, that's all that matters.
So yeah, you meet Emil, you meet Kaine, they join your party. They help you try to save your sister. Like I said, at the end of the game, it's revealed you are in the future and the shades that you are fighting are the original souls of humans that lived way back when. And it's revealed when you're fighting the boss, you're fighting in the ruins of the city that you were in the beginning. Super interesting, super cool. I think there are more endings for this one as well. I just got the true ending. The gameplay is not as intuitive as Automata. And I just wanted to get to, I wanted to play this game before Automata first. Automata was was like a groundbreaking game when it came out. Everyone was like, wow, like the fucking combat was awesome. The story, the music. The music was fucking beautiful. But before we continue, let me hear you recap to see if anything has stuck.
I'm gonna forget names immediately. Okay, so to recap, we start off in the different game, which is the Dragon World. You fight an angel lady. That lady turns to dust. She diseases everybody with her dust. Angel asbestos, let's call it.
Sure.
The asbestos falls upon a brother and sister, and that's where the new game starts. Little sister gets sick. But then you're also, as a brother and sister, thrown back into the medieval times restaurant, and you could play that game as the father and daughter or as the brother and sister. Well, Taylor, apparently Andre's computer crashed because it had no internet, even though he does have internet. I don't know how this recording's gonna go.
I think we're back. Did you call Taylor?
I kind of left it as like a voice message to him to understand here. What I will say is the last 20 minutes, you have been so blurry.
Damn, really?
But I didn't want to cut you off.
I think I'm good now. I think I had a lot of shit open, but I think because the podcast is uploaded, I don't need to keep YouTube open.
Right.
I think it's fine. Also, we're already recording.
Yeah, I know. Was my recap correct and good? Did you get to hear all of it?
Okay. We had a couple of technical difficulties, but we're back. From what I heard, you got most of it correct. I don't expect you to be so versed in this.
But I'm pretty locked in.
You are. Honestly, you got more than I expected.
Period. I'm proud.
I thought you were going to forget Drakengard entirely.
No, because I do love lore. That's the thing. This may not be... And, you know what I think got me? I'm sad for that little boy.
For Nier?
The one...
Oh, for Emil.
The mask.
Emil.
Yes. Yeah, I think I care about him. I don't know why. For some reason, that little English-looking child, sickly and small. I'm like...
So.
Poor thing.
So maybe I don't know how Taylor's gonna edit this, but maybe on your phone. Here's the thing: when you meet Emil, he's a little boy, so he has the voice of a little boy.
Okay.
When he turns into the skeleton, it's the same exact voice.
Well, that's not bad.
He sounds so it's like an Alphonse from Fullmetal Alchemist.
Yeah.
But like it's again. The story with Alphonse is sad. This is the same sad. And so he's got the really big smile, but he's crying because he can't feel anymore because he's a skeleton.
Right. But he can see now, right? Is that a bonus?
He can see. If I remember correctly, he can see.
Okay. I mean, yes, that still sucks and that's horrible. And you know
it's going to get worse.
Oh,
because like I said, you don't got to put a pin on Kaine. You got to put a pin on Emil.
Right. Everyone's going to be sad. And you know what? This does give sad game, like by the art.
Yes. So... It's not even black and white, but like the colors are, it's very grayscale. And if there is any color, like Kaine's dress,
it's
muted. It's very muted.
Yeah. There's a lot of also like yellow overtones, which make things look sickly. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, people use that in art to, it's yellow. If it's not the right yellow, it doesn't look happy. It looks off.
Yeah.
So for sure, this is just going to be sad all over. How many? I mean, okay, but here's the thing. Here's my question. Once they realize that they're robots, the robots can't necessarily die, can they?
They can. That's why, like, they could still get sick. It's its own world. It's got its own rules.
Okay. Again, so it's not like I can, like, re-upload my conscious into something
correct.
Else.
It's not, and like, it's not like a robot, like the typical robot, like, hello, I'm robot. Uh-huh. Again, it's a replicant. It's like their weird own version.
Okay, I'm just going to go and say that it's a clone. In my head, I think that they're less
robotic. They're more like clones.
And they're more like clones that... Oh, man, there's a movie like that where it's like a... Like, they look human until you, like, hurt them or they get hit. And then there's, like, the...
iRobot?
Robotic... Is it iRobot? It could be.
Terminator is kind of the
I'm
same
also
thing.
Thinking Terminator is kind of the same thing where, yeah, exactly. It's that movement of like, we even think we're real, even though we're not real anymore. But I feel and I'm living, so doesn't that count? And it does. Robots forever. They'll know I support them forever. For those of you who don't or haven't been able to see, I have an Iron Giant tattoo because I love robots. When the robots take over the world, they will know that I have always cared about them. Just so that everybody knows. Okay, Andre, continue.
I just figured out. No, you see, okay, we're going to take a little break. And I got a rant real quick.
Sure.
I just figured out why my computer crashed. And I'm looking into the camera now. Fandom, if you don't fix your fucking website, why, dude, I have an ad blocker. Why the fuck am I still getting 500 fucking ads and there's a video playing at the top and there's a video playing in the corner and the two ads on the side, they're both GIFs. So my fucking computer's RAM or whatever the fuck is running at 9 gorbunglian miles a second.
Trying to give you all this information.
I know there's a company that owns Fandom. All their fucking, it's like I scroll a little bit. Oh, here's an ad we forgot to load in. So, and I'm not where I'm where I was.
Yes.
I'm in the middle of reading a fucking paragraph, but here's an ad. Boom. I'm not in the paragraph. I'm lost. And
you're gone. Very similarly, I don't know if you ever look up recipes to cook, but if you ever go online to look at a recipe on any person's blog, it is an onslaught of ads and literally they're always popping up. So it's the same thing. I don't know how any website runs like that. How many dollars can they be funneling through these ads?
I was not expecting to get angry today. I was not expecting to yell.
Well, you're not angry at me.
But fucking Fandom. And here's the thing. I love the idea.
Your days are numbered.
I love the idea of Fandom because Wikipedia is, it's an encyclopedia. It's more like Fandom wikis. The idea is like, oh, here's all.
Yeah, it's meant for the
where
people.
Where all the fans come. So like, here's where all the deep. I don't want to use you anymore. Fuck.
I'm so
now
sorry.
I have to stick to fucking Wikipedia.
Well, yeah. Just so the computer doesn't crash again.
Yes.
But have you tried looking up Fandom on your phone? Because on your phone, you don't get as many pop-up ads.
It's the same thing. Okay.
And now back to our regularly scheduled programming. Yes.
Give me a second. Okay. Because now I have another fucking thing to be angry about. Okay. because everyone likes to use AI now.
Right.
The setting for the first Nier.
Oh, you froze. Oh, he spoke about AI and the computy froze. The robots are onto him.
No, man.
Oh. I just have to wait. I gotta give him a call. It's happening again. He's not picking up his phone. Also, this photo is of him eating a chicken wing. It's my favorite. I don't know, I can put that on the internet.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
I feel like I gotta call Taylor. Taylor?
Hello?
Okay, now I can hear you. I'm so sorry if I've called you at a bad time.
No, don't worry about it. What's up?
So Andre's computer has crashed twice now during the podcast recording.
Okay.
I don't know if an episode is gonna go out this week. But, oh, he's back again.
The robots are on to me.
I literally just said that you were talking about AI and the robots are coming after you. Well, Taylor, this is going to be a very funny podcast to edit. I feel like you should keep some of my commentary every time that Zoe appears because it is funny.
Okay.
Okay, you have fun. We're both really sad that you're in Florida and you can't see us, but whatever, we love you.
Yeah. Just let me know how it finishes out.
Yeah, we will.
Thank you.
No problem. Okay, love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Yeah, I literally, as soon as you disappeared, I was like, they got him. He spoke about AI and the robots got him.
So there are, okay.
What did you open that crashed your computer again?
So I'm looking at, what is all this? I'm looking at like the fucking task manager. My power usage for Google Chrome is very high.
For the Google?
But it's usually not. Okay.
It was all the anime searches we did last Sunday. They're just sitting in your computer. We did. Okay, we'll find out. And it did. Well, guys, welcome back again to the Kayla Show. We are once again left alone. Crazy that we are learning so much and yet so little today. And I'm so tired. And this Sunday is not over. And we have a Secret Santa that Andre is a part of later today, which I wonder who he got. I know who I got, obviously. That's a dumb thing to say. What you don't know. I don't want to reveal anything because then what if they hear the podcast?
Yeah, I had a feeling.
What was it?
What
I tell you? What they told me?
I just tried to lower my power usage, but I don't know why it's so high today. It's very weird. It's usually not like this. I might just have to restart my computer after.
Peanut butter baby.
Okay. So, what I was saying, because I will not be silenced.
By the robots.
By the fucking robots.
For the fandom.
The fucking AI overview. Was like, oh, Nier takes place in 11,000. No, that's the second Nier. The first Nier takes place in 9,000, if I remember correctly. Still in the future.
Yeah.
But they got the timelines wrong.
Well, that's AI for you. I don't believe that.
So the next Nier takes place in 11,000.
Okay.
This is
been to the near 3,000.
This is, like I said, thousands of years separated from the last near.
Yeah.
You start off, it's this group of girls, because all the warriors are girls. And you're fighting this big ass robot, and it's a modern city, and you're like, what the fuck? Ah, and all this shit. And then you get introduced to 2B, you get introduced to 9S as well. This giant robot.
Wait, who's 9S?
The boy.
Oh, I thought his name was something else.
That's 9S.
But go on.
Other girl, the one that you can see her face, that's A2.
Yes.
Okay, so you meet them. This robot fucks you guys up, and then you're, and then you guys are like, "Oh my god!" At this point, you don't know that they're robots.
But yes, you do from the other game.
Technically not. This is a different. They're not replicants.
Okay, but if someone came up to me with the name A2.
I know.
I'm telling you, you're a robot. Also, I'm trying to see if I can start remembering the names.
These are easier. It's 2B. It's
A2, 2B,
S? 9S.
No, 9S. No, these are already gone. Because I'm thinking of a Poporico from the last one. That's Popola.
Her sister, Devola.
It's say Amaretto.
You got to remember Emil.
I do remember Emil. That's it, right? Isn't that it? Okay. Just quiz me throughout to see if I remember. It's R2-D2 C-3PO. Okay, so then we don't, in the beginning, we don't assume that the new people that we've met are robots. This is the new video game.
This is the new one. This is Automata.
Yes. It's Automata, where your girl comes in.
Where 2B comes in.
Who is not the sister.
No. These are not.
She's a new person, entirely. The kids are gone.
So as I say, the fucking big robot fucks these two up. And you're like, oh my god, they're going to die. And then they take out these things. I don't know if people know what a black box is, like on an airplane.
No.
A black box is something that usually, it's supposed to survive a crash. And it's kind of morbid. It's to be like, oh, this is the pilot that died and this and that and blah, blah, blah. Okay. So they take out their black boxes. Uh-huh. They tap them together, cling, boom, they explode. They take down the big robot with them.
The black boxes had bombs?
Yeah, kind of. Now,
if you're taking me back to a different game to explain this game.
2B then wakes up in a space station. This is where it's explained. This is where it's explained that they are your more typical version of Android. Their black boxes had their information and was sent to a new body.
Okay, so now we're doing the information transfer. They're not replicants. Okay. Nope, they are
androids.
Robots. Yes.
Androids, specifically. Because the thing about this game is what you were saying, like, if I'm artificial, but I can still feel, do I not count as a life?
Correct.
Because the androids are fighting a war with machines. And these are your more typical, they're kind of goofy looking robots. They're like rounded heads. They walk like this. They speak like this.
That's making me think of the old Cartoon Network show, the Whatever Happened to Robot Jones. Do you remember that?
So look up how the machines look in Nier Automata.
Machine in Near Automata. Oh.
Yes.
They're just little guys.
Yes. And you...
They remind me of basically little fat versions of the droids from Star Wars.
And they... You're fighting them the entire game.
No, they feel too. They shouldn't be hurt.
One of the best characters... Well, we'll get there. We'll get there. Humanity...
Who's this little steampunk man?
So what we know as humanity now, the replicants, were all driven away to go live on the moon because the machines started taking over.
Wait, the little steampunk looking one, is his name Pascal? I love him. He's holding a flower here and he's reading a book.
We'll get there. We'll get there. We'll get to Pascal.
You can't let me go to the internet because now I love him.
We'll get to Pascal. Trust me.
Bump these kids. I want the robots.
We'll get to Pascal. Trust me. So like I said, what we know as humanity now, the replicants, were driven to live on the moon because the machines started taking over.
Took over.
There is another sickness, but this one only takes the machines or artificial life, where it's almost like a virus. And when they get infected by this virus, their eyes turn red, and then they go after, they just go on a bloodthirsty killing rampage.
It's not their fault.
It can also affect androids. But the androids thing is like, no, but we can think for ourselves and this and that and blah, blah, blah. We're different. That's the biggest point of this game.
Mm.
We're different. This and that, blah, blah. The game progresses. Again, for you, I'm doing surface level stuff. The game progresses. You first off, what the first thing that like ticks you off or tips you off to something different, there is a level that takes place in an amusement park.
Ooh, it's like run down or it's all brand new,
it's
shiny?
Run down. But
love that aesthetic.
It's taken over by the machines.
Are they running it?
And there are some machines with their face painted and they look like little clowns and they're trying to have a good time. They're not attacking you. And that is like the first thing that like 9S is like, what the? This doesn't make sense. Like, why are they experiencing emotions? This and that, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Because
they can.
But the boss for that level specifically is, she is very much kind of like the Silky from Dandaran. Without
you can't talk about me without the child,
it's more like, so when you fight her, the reason you're here is because a bunch of androids have gone missing.
Yeah.
And what do all the androids look like, Kayla?
People.
Well, beautiful women.
Okay.
When you get to the boss fight, it is this machine who's wearing a ball gown. The ball gown is made of the endoskeletons of the androids.
Ooh.
Slay. So her whole thing is that she wants to be beautiful. So she is like skinning the androids. Yeah.
You get it. It's not her fault.
It kind of is.
Oh, she doesn't understand.
So
she's just a baby. So again,
you're starting to kind of get it. The machines can feel, but they are very naive.
Wait, but yeah, it's very like they're coming into consciousness because they've been left alone long enough. So they don't have, well, in my heart, they have like a soul, but in the game, they don't have souls. Like they're not tethered to anything that has memory of what they used to look like or something, right?
Right, because they were just, they're machines that they were made.
Right, so like this lady who's making a ball gown, she was not once a beautiful woman who wants to be a beautiful woman again.
No,
she's just a robot who wants to be a pretty robot.
She was a machine that looked like a little goofy guy, and she wants to be beautiful.
I love that for her.
You end up killing her because she is a serial killer, kind of. But
it's not her fault.
After the amusement park,
yes.
You are sent to the forest, and the forest is where you meet Pascal. Pascal,
no. Tell me all about
Pascal. Is a machine who runs a village of peaceful machines who do not want to fight. When you first show up to the village, Pascal, I don't remember if it's Pascal or another machine, they're holding a white flag.
And that's their job.
It's like, because someone's coming, it's like, hey, don't fight or whatever.
I'm gonna cry for real.
What'll make you love Pascal more? He goes by he. Is voiced by a woman, but not in the sense that, like, you know, Goku and Luffy are voiced by women, but they sound like men.
Yeah.
Sounds like a girl.
That's just the pronoun
because,
he picked.
Because they don't necessarily have a concept of gender.
Yeah.
There are also, look up, because I don't want to look up anything on my computer. It might crash.
Yeah.
Look up Near Automata, Little Sister, Big Sister Machines.
Oh, God. Little Sister, Big Sister
Machines.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's showing you.
Help the Little Sister Machine.
But, like, look at the.
They have little bows.
What's really funny is the Big Sister is the little machine. Little Sister is the big machine, and she acts, again, sounds like a robot, almost like a man, but acts like a little girl. Big Sister, do you want to play? Like, stuff like that. And they live in Pascal's village. And there's another machine. It's like a side quest that he's obsessed with, like magic tricks. Are you okay?
No. I think too much art of robots. Okay, for people who don't know me, let me tell you
something. These are goofy looking guys.
They are beautiful, goofy looking little babies. I have always loved robots, dinosaurs. Like, I'm very particular about what hits my heart. I cry every time I watch the first Jurassic Park when the T-Rex roars at the end, because freedom for her, you know, like, she deserves it. Robots really get me. Like, I really cry every time. And when I see the little delivery Uber robots in the road, I get worried for real that someone's going to hit them. Like, I truly believe they're alive.
I'm the friend that when I'm with Kayla, I'm like, I'm going to knock it over.
Yeah, and it gives me such a panic because I'm like, he's just a little guy. He's doing his job. And seeing cute little robots.
A job that a human could have. Just saying.
Okay, I understand it is a job that a human can have. And I would prefer for the little robots to be recommissioned to become pets, perhaps. something else. They don't have to work anymore. Give the job back to people. But I just feel bad for little robots. I remember when I was little and the Roomba first came out, I was like, the Roomba's alive. The Roomba is working and cleaning our house, and they're hungry and they eat dust. Like, I've always been this way. I have personified robots. So these are so beautiful and precious and perfect that I would play this game just to talk to them, and I'd never leave the village. I would leave it there. Screensaver. I don't care about anything else. Robot town. Robot time. This is the best thing you've shown me. Do they all die? I'm gonna jump out my window. Does someone take them over? What happens? No.
So
I don't.
There is a point in the game where you go on a mission with Pascal, and you take Pascal away from the village.
And something happens to
people. And it's interesting enough because you take Pascal away because the mission is there is this other group of machines that have formed a cult.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like 9S and 2B are confused because it's like, where the fuck did they get the idea of religion?
Right.
Okay. You go to the cult. I think, if I remember correctly, they commit suicide. The machines. It's a...
The religious yes. ones? But his village
his
is
village
fine.
His village is fine. But it's they it's don't still die. A bunch of machines.
It's still a bunch of little baby
and
robots.
And they commit suicide. It's a suicide cult. And Pascal is...
Devastated.
Like, why would...
Because he's a good
like
mayor,
why would they do
dad.
This why I can't believe this and that blah blah blah.
I've met too many robots spirits this week that I'm obsessed with. I already salute myself every day to Captain Kip from Interstellar and TARS, and now a slew. A city of little
so,
dumb robot Beanie Babies.
Another interesting thing. There is a mission where you see two androids being birthed.
Oh, the androids.
But.
Through another android?
Through the machines. The machines all... form, not all of them, but like in this space,
the chunk, yeah,
they form this like cocoon kind of thing, and out of them drops, look up, out of them drops, don't look up anything just yet, out of
okay.
them drops a man with no genitals and long
doll.
White hair,
okay.
and long nails.
Okay, how long are we talking?
Feminine.
Right. Oh, okay. Just not like razor, like long fighting nails. You're just
his name.
About, like, feminine nails.
Or their name. No, his name is Adam.
Okay. The robots have learned to create life, or they have always known how to create
They
androids?
Somehow learned how to create life.
Because they're so smart. They're such good boys and girls. And they's and thems.
Later on, Eve is born from Adam's rib.
We're tying in the religious story from before.
Eve is not a female. Eve is another masculine-looking android. No genitals. But again, I think Yoko Taro's big thing with this game is kind of like gender norms, because Adam
okay.
has long hair and feminine features. Eve
right.
has short hair and masculine features.
And is masculine.
They
okay.
are brothers. They're not dating. They're not husband. They are brothers. And they
okay.
talk to each other like brothers.
Okay.
They are like side antagonists to this story.
Okay.
Because they kind of had this kind of god complex. Like, we're not androids like you. We weren't made like you.
Right, we weren't built. We
yeah.
were born. So we're
yeah.
different. Okay.
As all this is happening, there's also a character study of 2B and 9S. 9S.
What is this game?
9S. wants to be called Nines. Because he's
okay.
like, me and you were partners. We should be friends. You could call me Nines. And 2B's like, we're on a mission. No fooling around. You're going to be 9S. That's it.
Okay.
It is kind of implied that 9S is developing feelings for 2B because they're together so much.
Right.
And we'll put a pin in that because that will come back.
Okay. Like I said, it's great that you're explaining this whole story to me. Love it. I only care about the robots.
So there's a mission where you get to the peaceful village and it's burning to the ground.
And you know what? And you know what? It's mean and it's rude that as soon as I say that I'm only in it for the robots, you tell me that you're going to give me any other little backstory of them. You're going to tell me how little cutie they were or how they help you out. Is it they kill?
Because
you know what?
There's none of that. You go throughout the game, you do your stuff. A bunch of them were infected.
No.
So they started.
Is Pascal around?
Pascal's around. Pascal.
Is he sick?
Pascal's still around.
Is he sick?
No.
Okay. But he sees his friends being sick?
And to make things worse, if you explore the burning village, you will see.
You see
the little sister dead with like an arm ripped off. Like,
that's so sad.
So she didn't get infected, she got killed. It's part of the game. It's part of the story.
I hate that so much. Does the big sister know? Is the big sister dead?
I don't remember if you see the big sister again. You don't know if she died. You don't know if she got infected. Maybe she killed the little sister. Who knows?
Sure.
So there's a whole mission where you take Pascal again and you go back to where the cult was and there's more cult members and then they start attacking you. And Pascal's whole thing is that he's trying to prove that machines are peaceful.
Oy.
He keeps getting torn down again and again and again. At the end of this mission, after the boss fight, which this boss fight is insane, the music incorporates the voices of a bunch of machines all chanting, "Become as gods." It is terrifying.
Oh, that's
terrifying.
Cool. That's really scary, but
Pascal
cool.
looks at 2B and says, "There's no point. I need you to kill me. I'm a failure. This and that, blah, blah, blah." It is a choice.
You can choose to kill him?
Or?
Did you choose to kill him?
No. One,
correct.
Because Pascal, I love Pascal so much. Mm-hmm. Two.
Because I was like, if it's the true, because you got the right ending. So if killing him is a part of that, I don't want to be right.
No. I think the correct ending is you let him go. But
correct.
You can kill him. Also.
Hey, people who have played this game and you've killed Pascal, you have no heart. You have no heart, and I'll say it. And I don't know if we could ever be friends.
So remember, it's a good thing that you brought up endings. Remember when I said Drakengard had 5?
Yeah.
And I think the first Nier also had 5?
Mm-hmm.
This game,
we have 10 endings already.
This game has 26.
That's too many endings.
I will say
that means every decision you
the
make
first,
changes the
first
ending.
The first 5 are the only ones that matter. But the other
21
are all like jokes. There is a part of the game, again, you are an android. Another android says, hey, I caught this fish and it looks weird. Do you want to eat it?
And you get sick and die.
You don't get sick. You're a machine. It gets stuck in your gears. You fuck up your internal processing and all the gears and shit.
Uh-huh.
You die. That's ending F for fish.
That's actually pretty great.
And it doesn't matter how far you're into the game. If you go eat the fish, that's it. Boom. That's an ending.
It's like the joke that's going around on the internet again, the teach a man to fish or whatever. Give an android a fish.
So throughout the game, you get little peaks of A2.
Are any of the endings you staying in the robot village before it burns down to the ground? Well, then, fine.
You get little sneak peeks of A2 here and there.
Okay. They,
9S and 2B don't know who she is, where she came from, this and that, blah, blah, blah.
But she is 2B's older sister. In a way.
She is the first model of 2B. That's why she's A2.
Right.
That's why they look similar.
Right.
2B just has short hair.
Yeah.
Again, game progresses, yada, yada, yada. You get separated from 9S. You fight A2. You lose this fight. I think A2 cuts your arm off. You're fighting on a bridge. 9S shows up, sees that, thinks A2 killed 2B.
Nines goes to kill A2.
Bridge falls.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then that's the end of the game. The interesting thing about this game, if you go back to play and you press continue, you start at the beginning of the game again.
But this time it goes all the way
through. You are now 9S. Okay, so the reason why this game is 40 to 60 hours isn't the whole first playthrough. The first playthrough can be long if you do a bunch of side missions. Every time you get an ending, you have to go back and play it as someone else. So now you're 9S. And now this is where it gets into the more character study of 9S. If you're androids, why they're programmed to do these missions, why is he starting to kind of get feelings for 2B? It's this like weird thing. You get to the point where he thought A2 killed 2B.
Yeah.
You don't find either of them. There's a point where you enter this weird door and it looks like a gothic city, but it's all white. It's almost as if someone is developing like a computer system.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam. What the fuck? Adam.
I was like, what's that voice?
Has 2B captured. So she's still alive.
Okay, but then, so then this means that in the second run through, it would make sense if you had to start from the beginning and then you get to the point where you're fighting on the bridge again and maybe you can like change the outcome. But you're telling me you don't find either of them and a new storyline has emerged.
Well, through becoming another person. This is after the bridge falls.
Oh, yes. It's after the bridge falls. Okay.
So you find Adam.
There's so Adam, much knowledge.
Adam has captured 2B. A thing that 9S can do that 2B can't do is hack people. There is a point in this boss fight where Adam is taunting 9S and he tells he asks 9S, you want to dash, 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 dash her, don't you? It could be taken as you want to save her, don't you? Or you want to fuck her, don't you? It's never explicitly expressed what he's trying to say, because there's only four dashes. Save and fuck fit.
Right.
So again, it goes into this weird thing of like, does he love her? Is he falling in love? If he is, how is that happening?
If little baby precious robots can come to terms with being alive and becoming sentient, then an android can surely fall in love.
You kill Adam. You save 2B.
And what about Eve? Where is he in all this? Is he pissed? Is he coming in now to offend his brother? Defend his
Eve
brother.
In one of my favorite voice acting moments of all time, Eve was obsessed with his brother. Not okay. In a weird like incestual way.
I love my brother way. Uh-huh.
Distraught this man is.
Aww.
So Troy Baker is an amazing voice actor. He's in a lot. He's in a lot of stuff. His portrayal as Eve, and especially this boss fight, it's haunting. Haunting how he's bawling, crying as he's fighting. It is amazing. Mm. It is so good. And you gotta kill Eve. Again, there's way too much to talk about, because for sure we've gone over an hour.
We're at an hour and 21.
But it gets to the.
But we might be cutting some time out because you died.
There,
much like the characters in this game,
there is a point where 2B does die. There's another ending with A2. You play as A2. You find out stuff about A2. What this all leads to is, after you kill Eve, a tower rises in the middle of the city. Pristine white. It's not a ruin.
And the angel starts all over again, and you're back in the loop of life.
As 9S and as A2 on different run-throughs meet at the top.
And you kiss. No, I'm kidding.
There is an ending where if you play as A2, you could win. You play as 9S, you can win. An interesting point of this game is the whole point of this game is the virus is taking over, because the virus has now started taking over other androids.
Okay.
So almost like the sickness that the dust from the ghost angel asbestos, it's almost the same thing, but it's happening to the androids.
Right. Yeah,
robots start killing each other. Androids start killing each other. Right before 2B dies, her eyes turn red. So she got infected. As you're going to the top of the tower, 9S is infected. So he's just trying to kill A2. That's why he wants to kill A2 so bad. Right before she dies, she's like, I'm sorry, Nines. Yeah. Again, this whole thing.
Dang.
After the boss fight, you play a little section that plays just like 9S hacking. It's like this little ship and you start shooting shit.
Okay.
To get the real ending of this game, there's this whole thing of like your save file that you just played through can help, again, in-game, can help other people playing this game. And it can maybe change the world. That's like the story.
Okay.
So when you get to the end of the game, it asks you, do you want to delete your save file? Deleting your save file will help other Androids or help other machines. It will It will stop this cycle, like you said, history repeating itself. It will stop this cycle of violence, this and that, blah, blah, blah. To get the true ending, you have to delete your save file.
Nice.
So
that's cool.
It's super cool. But this 60-hour experience, that's 60 hours.
For people to say, like, I have to delete this now. Hey, that lets you, that just reminds you of, like, what's the word I'm looking for when things are it starts with an E. It doesn't, when things do not last forever.
Immortal.
Or that's an I. No. That's an I, and it's also, I'm saying the
immortal.
I'm saying when things, ephemeral, is that what it's called?
I don't fucking know.
Yes, ephemeral. That it, for something lasting a very short time. So it, I love when art is made to be destroyed or destroys itself over time, or it's made to like change and be ruined, things like that, because it reminds you how short our own lives are. And I think that that game making you delete progress, for a lot of hardcore gamers, I'm sure that's really hard to press
it's
that
really
button.
Cool though,
but I do love that it that it gives you the true ending. That's
not
that's
to
cool.
mention all this shit that I just told you.
Yeah.
This is just this spawns from ending E.
This is one ending.
This spawns from ending E of the first Drakengard game. Drakengard 2 and Drakengard 3 are come out as Nier is going on. And like I said before, there is a stage play of Nier. It's Japanese only.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a prequel to the game, Nier Automata, because it has to do with other androids. And I think there are some lore pages you can find in Automata that reference it. And I didn't even get to... There is a small rebel camp on Earth. Devila and Popola are there. They don't have a big role, but they're there. And then the anime, Nier Automata, is specifically called Nier Automata version 1.1A. Because I haven't finished it. There are new characters, new androids. It's Yoko Taro has created so much lore for the Nier franchise, but also doesn't care, because Nier has collaborated with so many games.
Mm-hmm.
I think they collaborated with Genshin Impact. They collaborated with Rainbow Six Siege. They're in a bunch of games. And Yoko Taro was asked, like, are there any collabs that are canon? And he goes, fuck it, they all are. And they're like, how? And he goes, you figure it out.
All right. It's kind of like, oh my God, even in Freddy Fazbear's, how Scott was like,
yes.
For some of the things that Pat was like figuring out, he was like, I don't know, maybe.
Yes. there was a third game released for iOS. Different characters altogether. It's a gacha game, so I don't think...
Hilarious.
I don't think it has anything to do. I don't know if it's connected. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know if Yoko Taro is working on anything yet. But whatever he does, I will be sad, because I fucking love this series. I just spoke about it for more than an hour.
Yeah. No, it's impressive how much you knew, like, off the dome. And honestly, so originally, you know, we were going to talk about either this or Kingdom mm-hmm. Hearts. And I'm really glad we chose this because I know a good chunk of Kingdom Hearts because I watched my brother play all of them when we were younger. I'm sure there's things I don't know because I don't know a lot of Final Fantasy VII things that are kind of like, you know, the characters that are that show up in the game. And I'm sure there's some lore there. But I like learning about something new. And I really love robots. So this has hit me a lot harder than I thought it was going to.
Yeah. And again, I think we got a Secret Santa later. So I'll see you later. I think you would really like the art. Yeah. And I would like to show you some more art, especially of... Oh, I didn't talk about Emil!
Oh, yeah. We're back. The entire We're back. Fake ending.
Ending E.
That was one of our endings. That was one of our endings. Yeah. No, ending F or fish. Okay.
There is a side quest.
Okay.
Where you can unlock Emil as a scooter. Not one that you ride. It's his face on a scooter.
I hate that.
And he drives fast as fuck around the city. You have to hit him, not kill him. You're not fighting him. You have to hit him to stop him so you can purchase things at his shop because he's a shop owner. Now, that's all he does in the main game. There.
So his new life as a scooter, not even a walking skeleton moon face looking thing, is to be a scooter that owns a shop.
And at first you think, haha, funny cameo, but think about it.
That's so
he
sad.
He hasn't died.
That my life becomes a scooter.
He hasn't died. He can't die.
Yeah. No, he's living forever.
There is a side boss in the desert, because there's a desert section of this game.
Of course there is. Why wouldn't there be?
Where you fight Emil. This boss fight is... A bunch of giant Emil heads rise from the ground, and they all connect, forming like a worm thing. It doesn't look like a worm, right? It's all his heads.
Yeah.
And he's flying around, and it's still his voice, but now pitched down a little, and he's as he's fighting, he's lamenting on how much eternity hurts. He is like wishing for someone to kill him because he misses Brother Nier, Kaine, the little sister from the first game. They all died years ago.
Dude, I can't stand you, actually.
That's
so sad.
That's what makes this game so interesting.
The other thing is, so I was actually talking, because the Nosferatu movie is coming out, and we're going to be seeing it on Christmas, and I was talking about what it would actually take for me to say yes to becoming a vampire. And my friend was like, oh, I would do it. I don't care. I become a vampire. And even if my family can't, even if my partner can't, blah, 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 blah. Because living forever is the coolest thing. And I was like, living forever sounds like a actual nightmare. And the only way that I would agree to becoming a vampire is I'd go to the original vampire that's turning me and go, hey, you have 50 people that you have to turn also equally against their will if you're taking me. Because it's not happening. It's just not. I could never live that life. Also, can you vampire a dog? I don't know if you can.
No.
But we'd have to.
I don't
to.
Think you could vampire animals.
So then it's not worth it?
Yeah.
It's already horrible enough that this life I'm not going to have all my naminals
so
with
imagine,
me. You tell me I have to have an eternity of naminals?
Yeah, and that's
no.
that you're an adult. Emil is still a child.
He's a
child.
He's a child, and he doesn't understand. That's horrible.
Then when you kill him, when you finish the boss fight, he's like,
he says, thank you, Dundee. Crazy that the little boy in the D&D campaign that died, that I made, I was also thankful to finally be set free. Do you not remember? It was a few sessions ago. Okay.
Well, Kayla, are you interested in playing this game now?
I fear that I will, after I meet Pascal, I will stop playing because the rest of it won't happen if I keep it there.
In 2025, you're going to start streaming.
Yeah, I have to.
And I will play this game for you.
Okay, that's fine, because then I can talk and you can stream and I can cry.
Because I think it's good content.
It is. I mean, the storyline definitely interests me. I think it's really cool. And I want to see these characters in action, because just seeing like little photos of them is not enough. I have to absorb them into my skin. And if I watch you play the whole thing, then I can get a tattoo of one of the robots.
And
because then I'll be a real fan.
You will also understand why 2B is hot.
I don't care about her. Don't you see? I care about none of the androids. I only care about Emil, the baby robots, Pascal, the brother and sister, not the brother and sister, the two sisters, big sister and little sister. Maybe the game will make me emote for the androids, but I can't promise you that it will.
I think you're going to really like 9S. You're going to like 9S, but you're going to understand why 2B is hot.
Okay, and that's fine. I will recognize when something is or someone is hot. I probably will like 9S more because I like when robots are becoming more human. And he's, from what it sounds like, the most human of the three.
Yeah. A2 is just very depressed.
I mean, they made a better model version of her, I'd be depressed too. If someone came out with a Kayla 2.0, I'd be a little depressed.
Yay, now you know my autism. Yay. One of the many.
There's Sonic, there's Spider-Man, there's Superman, there's Batman.
It was either this episode was Kingdom gonna Hearts. I don't know who chose Nier, but I gave you Kingdom Hearts,
me.
Final Fantasy VII specifically.
Oh wait, no, maybe
or Nier.
I think it was me that said, I already know about Kingdom Hearts. You can teach me about Nier. And I'm glad you did. I do feel like if we do a Kingdom Hearts episode, we should do it as like a test of how much do I know.
Sure.
Without any context and be like, who's this? I
know my stuff with Nier. I am a fucking expert at Kingdom Hearts.
Right. Yeah, no, you live and breathe that.
Also,
I can say for sure.
I just had an idea.
I know every Disney
I just
character.
Had an idea. And I'm announcing it live on the pod.
Wow.
We have to watch the Sonic movies.
Oh, I know. I do want to do that because I need to see Keanu Reeves as Shadow.
I haven't seen any of them.
And apparently at the end of this new movie, there's a thing after the credits that people lost their minds over in the theater. People are talking about it on TikTok, and people who work at the theaters are like, every single time Sonic 3 ends, we can hear the screams coming from the theater. And that's so cute. And I already know what it is. I don't want to tell you, but I think it's cute.
Should we do it this weekend?
We have the time.
Okay, because the first two movies are on Paramount, which I have.
Perfect.
Okay.
Are you? Okay, cool.
Next.
Perfect. We're watching all the
next
Sonic.
Next episode is the Sonic movie recap, I guess.
I love that. I wanted to do a recap of Dan Daran because the last episode came out this week. And I have to talk about things.
Do you want
to
do that now?
Mostly about Silky. No. It doesn't have to be now because we're already an hour 40 in. But I feel like I need to talk about how good that episode was.
That episode's fantastic.
It was so good. But yeah, this is very fun. I learned a lot and I feel like I'm ready to emotionally hurt myself in 2025 with that game.
Okay.
I lost a nail in the process.
How?
I was stress picking.
Really?
Yeah, but I can glue it right back on. It's a.
Were you stress picking about Pascal?
I was stress picking about when the baby died with her little arm off. Where I started crying.
Okay. Well, that's all for today. I've been Zoe. K likes everything. Nostalgia plus ultra. Peace.
Bye.